School leavers with ATARs as low as 30 are being admitted into some of New South Wales' top university degrees. How does that work? Figures from Fairfax Media show that some top Sydney universities are offering places to thousands of high school graduates who have marks well below the minimum entry standard. For example, up to two-thirds of students offered places at Macquarie University had ATARs below the advertised cutoff. So do the ATARs even matter anymore? Dr. Kevin Donnelly, education expert and senior research fellow at the Australian Catholic University, is on the line. Dr. Donnelly, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So the ATARs, just for, I mean, it's been a while since I've been at school, but that's your mark, right? Your HSC mark when you leave.
Absolutely, and I think there are a couple of points here. One is that universities now use other ways of admitting students. So it's not just about your Year 12 results. They'll look at interviews or portfolios of work. So it's not just about the ATAR.
Okay, so those cut-offs, they are given a lot of significance, though, aren't they? I mean, a lot of kids who are at school have it in their head that if I don't get this mark or above, I'm not going to get into the course of my choice.
That's right, and one of the good things is the fact that this information is now available. I mean, up until this year, really, universities, you weren't quite sure of what the actual ATAR was. Mm. What they said publicly wasn't always what happened in private. So I think it's great this information is out there.
Yeah, look, there'd be plenty of people who may not kick the goals required when they're in Year 12, but you're still pretty young when you're in Year 12. You're 17, 18 years of age, and they may, by the time they're 19, 20, they may be a whole new person and ready to do a whole lot more work.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of more mature-age students, older students. Often they won't go straight from school into university or tertiary. They'll take a year or two off, do a bit of travel, mature a little bit, you'd hope. Mm. And the other point here is that in terms of equity or overcoming disadvantage, there are a lot of kids who are working class, migrant background, not English-speaking. They're not privileged. They haven't gone to a private school or live in the eastern suburbs. Now, their ATAR might not be as good as some of the other students doing Year 12, but after they go to university, they do a 3 or 4 year degree. At the end of it, they'll do well, and if they aren't up to standard, you'll find they won't graduate.
Okay. Is there a chance here that these universities are just not getting the number of people that they are expecting to be above that advertised cut-off mark? I mean, is that why they're accepting below, or is it, as you say, that they're just looking at other things?
Well, I think it's a combination of that, and also you might remember under the Rudd-Gillard government, there was a big push to get more students into tertiary, into university, and so they got rid of what they called the cap. So it used to be that universities could only enrol up until what they were funded, and the federal government had control over that. But now what they're saying is, if you look at the percentage of our young kids going to university, it's not as large, if you like, as overseas countries. Mm. So we need to get more kids into university. We really want to become the knowledge nation, so we have to get more kids participating.
Okay. You've also been critical, though, haven't you, of too many children being pushed into universities and not going into trades?
Absolutely, and when I grew up in a working-class suburb in Melbourne, Broadmeadows, a lot of my mates went to the local tech, Broadie High. Mm. I went to Broadie High, but they went to Broadie Tech, and they become sparkies and plumbers and had a great life, earned a lot more money than I ever did. And one of the greatest things, you know, I think, is if we have more kids going into a trade or an apprenticeship.
Well, I've got a one-year-old boy who, for one reason or another, is fascinated by drains. Every time he goes past a drain, he just loves sitting on that drain. And I say to Jody, my wife, I said, don't worry, I think we've got a plumber here, and they seem to earn quite good cash. Great to talk to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Dr. Kevin Donnelly, education expert and senior research fellow at Australian Catholic University.